Lesson 4. Focused Listening. As You Listen. Pages 58 to 59. A. Close your book. Listen to the conversation between a homeless man and a reporter to find the answers to these questions. Has the homeless man always been poor? Why was his wife unhappy?
Hello, young man. What brings you to this neck of the woods?
Actually, I was wondering if I could interview you for my newspaper.
Me? About what?
Well, we're doing a series of articles on the homeless, and I...
And you want to know what happened to me, what I live on, what it's like to live from hand to mouth?
Yeah, I do want to know. Would you be willing to tell me your story?
You got about 3 hours.
Whatever we need.
Well, then go ahead and sit down.
Thanks. Let's see. Well, first, I'd like to ask you...
No questions. Just listen. You think I grew up poor, don't you? That I don't have an education. But you're dead wrong. I have a college degree. I worked for a big company. My parents would turn over in their graves if they could see me now.
But how...
I said no questions. Just sit still and listen. In the beginning... I got up at 5 a.m. every day and was at work by 7. And I stayed at the office till 8 in the evening. 13 hours! That was the only way I could keep up with all the work. It just never let up. I never saw my family very much because when I got home, I usually went straight to bed. Well, I guess I was doing a pretty good job because I kept moving up the ladder. I became a manager and got more money, but I also had to work even more hours, and weekends, too. You can imagine that my wife never stopped complaining. She told me I was getting burned out and had no time for a life.
That must have been really hard to hear.
Yeah, my marriage was at stake. So I went to my boss and asked for a vacation. He told me to wait 3 more months. He needed me there. So nothing changed. Day in and day out, I worked and worked. Eventually, my wife left. And guess what? The company closed down a year later. The economy was bad and I couldn't find another job. Over time, I lost everything. Hey, how many hours do you work a day? Too many, I'm sure. I just hope you know what you're doing.
Things could change for you, you know. You could start over. After all, you're educated.
That's wishful thinking, young man.
B. Listen again. But this time, read the conversation as you listen.
Hello, young man. What brings you to this neck of the woods?
Actually, I was wondering if I could interview you for my newspaper.
Me? About what?
Well, we're doing a series of articles on the homeless, and I...
And you want to know what happened to me, what I live on, what it's like to live from hand to mouth?
Yeah, I do want to know. Would you be willing to tell me your story?
You got about 3 hours.
Whatever we need.
Well, then go ahead and sit down.
Thanks. Let's see. Well, first, I'd like to ask you...
No questions. Just listen. You think I grew up poor, don't you? That I don't have an education. But you're dead wrong. I have a college degree. I worked for a big company. My parents would turn over in their graves if they could see me now.
But how...
I said no questions. Just sit still and listen. In the beginning, I got up at 5 a.m. every day and was at work by 7. And I stayed at the office till 8 in the evening. 13 hours! That was the only way I could keep up with all the work. It just never let up. I never saw my family very much because when I got home, I usually went straight to bed. Well, I guess I was doing a pretty good job because I kept moving up the ladder. I became a manager and got more money, but I also had to work even more hours, and weekends, too. You can imagine that my wife never stopped complaining. She told me I was getting burned out and had no time for a life.
That must have been really hard to hear.
Yeah, my marriage was at stake. So I went to my boss and asked for a vacation. He told me to wait 3 more months. He needed me there. So nothing changed. Day in and day out, I worked and worked. Eventually, my wife left. And guess what? The company closed down 1 year later. The economy was bad, and I couldn't find another job. Over time, I lost everything. Hey, how many hours do you work a day? Too many, I'm sure. I just hope you know what you're doing.
Things could change for you, you know. You could start over. After all, you're educated.
That's wishful thinking, young man.